This goes to Sarah, S-A-R-A, Vanderhoof. It's V like a Victor, A, N like November, D like David, E-R, H-O-O-F, like Frank, P-A-C. Fax is 989-352-8451. Regarding Deanna, it's D-E-A-N-N-A, Ward, W-A-R-D, date of birth August 10th of 1938. Dear Sarah, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Ward with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 21st of 2021. Her weight is unchanged. She states she's been feeling well, although she was having some loose stools following Thanksgiving, and that went all the way through Christmas time. She attributes that to eating way too much sugar during that time period. And since she stopped doing that and she's being more careful with her diabetic diet, the loose stools have lessened and sugars are hopefully going to improve. She's also noticed a change in her handwriting. It starts out normal and then gets very small as she tries to write. And she can make the letters bigger as long as she prints them. But she's really not sure what is causing a change in her handwriting. She denies any tremors, any headaches, or any other muscular, unusual muscle activity. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea currently. She did have recent diarrhea during the Christmas, Thanksgiving to Christmas season. No blood or melena, though. No chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, blood, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Metformin has been increased from 850 milligram twice a day to 1,000 milligram twice a day. And she is not using her glimepiride every day. She doesn't. She takes 4 milligrams daily as needed. Also, she takes many supplements like fish oil, vitamin C, vitamin D, multivitamin, chromium, biotin, osteobiflex, and turmeric. I do want to highlight Losartan, 75 milligram once daily. Physical exam, her weight is 150, 150 pounds, and blood pressure at 10 a.m. today, 138 over 92. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 30th of 2021. Just after her diarrhea cleared up, she reports. Her creatinine had increased quite much more than would be expected. So previous levels were 1.06, 1.24. This creatinine is 1.57 with estimated GFR of 30, where previously it had been greater than 40. Her electrolytes are normal. Her phosphorus is 4.1. Albumin is 3.6. Calcium is 9.6. Hemoglobin, 11.9, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with quite a drastic increase of creatinine level. Most likely secondary to diarrhea. But we do want to recheck the level in January again. So we're going to repeat all of the renal chemistries and a CBC in January. She's going to be strict about a diabetic diet and a low-salt diet. She'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And I advised her to talk to you about a possible neurology referral for further evaluation of her handwriting becoming smaller. And try to determine what is causing that. And we'll continue to do labs every 3 months too, after these labs come back, possibly more often if the creatinine level continues to increase. And we're going to recheck her in the next 4 to 6 months, the patient. We're going to recheck the patient. Change that, please, in the next 4 to 6 months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.